Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hola, waka, chukma, all across the tundra. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. Grady Deaton here, coffee at KYUK. As usual, excited and sharing my excitement with you. This morning, we'll be hearing from General Torrence Sachs, Adjutant General running the National Guard in Alaska, who last week led a National Guard delegation to Tuluksak, Bethel, and Chivak. On his tour, he also sat down and talked with our own Olivia Eberts.
You visited Bethel, Chivak, and Tuluksak last week. Tell me what was on the agenda in terms of emergency preparedness and other things in each place.
Well, again, Olivia, I appreciate your time, and it was nice to meet you out at Tuluksak. It was a nice sunny day, as you remember, and for the folks in Tuluksak, thanks for picking us up at the airport. We all did appreciate that. But just in general, what I'm looking for as far as the region, I do want more focus. That is for emergency management, but again, just to build those relationships. The last thing I want to do is introduce myself or have my team introduce themselves in a time of crisis. So that was the main points of going out. I have been going out on a regular basis. Certainly COVID did impact it. But when I go out, and this is what I tell my team, the number one thing we're there to do is to listen. This is our opportunity to listen, to take notes, to get those concerns, and most importantly, to follow up. Because the concerns can be very different on the ground as compared to other places, and that's what we need to meet. To meet, we absolutely do work for them in that regard. So as far as emergency management, but in particular Riverwatch, that's something that I wanted to talk about. This year is very much a concern. The snowpack in that area all around Bethel, it's much higher than normal. And ironically, with the snowpack right now, it's so thick in some places that the ice is thinner. So there's more of a chance for flooding with the snow, and we'll see what the impact is with the warm-up as far as the ice that is thinner in some spots. It's so dramatically different with the ice right now. I was talking to some people in Bethel. Normally in places where on the rivers you'd have 4 to 5 feet of ice, in some places it's only about 17 inches. So that really is different in itself. But another thing I want to talk about as far as just building relationships, and this is related to emergency management, I'm also the commander of the National Guard for the entire state, both the Army and the Air Force. And Alaska is in a very incredibly strategic region, not just for the country, but the entire globe. So that's one thing I did talk about in particular at the town hall in Bethel. But as far as building those relationships and improving communication and related to the training that we're going to talk about here, just to build those relationships, to build that communication, here's a good example. When I was at Tuluksak, there were some questions about the water, of course. And today we have an emergency manager who's in Tuluksak and asking some very detailed questions about what are the needs, what's the short term, what's the midterm, and certainly the long term. And being there on the ground to answer those questions, I just think that is so very critical. But as far as building those relationships, I wouldn't say that's a military principle. That's not an emergency management principle, just a life principle. You have to be present. So that includes people in the villages, but also YKHC, ABCP, Civil Air Patrol, and certainly many others. There's a couple of very tangible things that I like to do to go forward. Now that the state certainly is not out of COVID, but we're starting to come out of it, I again want to go back for the rural operations, personally visit, bring the team every possible occurrence. COVID made it somewhat difficult, but again, just in the positive, we're starting to come out of it. I want to be very respectful how we do that, very careful, masking up, social distancing, all those very important things. But there really is no substitute for getting back into this area of Alaska. Now, next up is just to do more public outreach, even things like this talk over coffee. I want my folks to be able to go out and tell what we are doing. And any venue that you or others would have as a suggestion, we are all for that. We recently hired our first full-time civilian tribal liaison, and that's Azara Mohammadi. She has some connections there in Bethel, of course, but she has just proven in a very short amount of time how critical, again, it is to have that personal relationship, just to go out and talk to people, and that's something we're going to use very much in the future. Also, I do want to send out the National Guard whenever possible. There used to be several hundred Army soldiers in the area, and we have armories, for example, the big one there in Bethel, and I'd like to put more people into places like that. We have armories all over the region, and that's another thing that we can have with that increased presence to have people respond in a short amount of time. And also the State Defense Force. Some folks may not be familiar with, as we call it, the ASDF, Alaska State Defense Force, but they are a state militia, and they work directly for me and the governor. We actually mobilized some of them for election support for both the primary and the general elections during COVID. And very understandably, there were some that were uncomfortable to go forward and work at the polls. We just wanted to make up that gap. So those are some of the things we're working on as far as to improve the communication. But for Tuluxac in particular, I wanted to go out. I wanted to hear direct from the people. And we also wanted to recognize, I call it Team Alaska, we want to say thank you. So one way we were able to say thank you is to give out some community service medals. We gave out two. One was for Christine Napoca. She's on the tribal council. And also Elsie Elaine. She's the tribal administrator. As I told them when I was out there, I was so impressed with their effort, their caring, their action. That is exactly what I want to recognize. And they have both volunteered to be on a local emergency operations center. So we are going to give them training to be able to establish the operations center there in Tuluxac. And as far as the training itself, we have what's called a Small Community Emergency Response Plan, or SCERP. And it really does focus on what the local community needs. It could be a flood, forest fire, earthquake, depending on where you live, even a tsunami. But here's the key. Whatever is most likely for a given area, that's what people need to focus on. We want to go out there and give the training, not just for Tuluxac, but for every, my goal is for every single village in the entire state. If people are so willing, we are absolutely ready to give that training.
Where and when was this idea born? And are there other communities in the YK Delta that currently have an emergency coordinator?
We are looking right now to see what the current list is. Again, the goal is to have somebody in every single village, but we are updating the roster now. So for the villages that don't have somebody current, we are actively reaching out to see if there would be a volunteer. We typically do regional training, and my goal is to have the next regional training be in the Bethel area. Just based on all the things that are happening in the Bethel area, I think the next one should be there. So that's our goal, to go forward for every single village to have someone current.
And then is the plan to bring people out from the YK Delta villages to Bethel for that training?
Absolutely. That's our goal. And that's what we tried to do based on a region, is to try to take people that are relatively close to come out for that training, but to make sure that we advertise it very well. So we've been very successful in the past. We had one in the Fairbanks area, but we're trying to hit the entire state. So anyone who would be willing to come out for that training, that would be a great venue. Crosstalk, very tangible training. There's so many things you can do online as well, but just to make sure that we establish that relationship ahead of time.
We will certainly look forward to hearing more about that. We touched on this a little bit on breakup, specifically breakup for this year and concerns about potential flooding. A sign shows that climate change is expected to cause more disasters and extreme weather. My colleague Greg Kim did an article with a scientist actually predicting potentially more snowfall on average for the YK Delta in years to come. So this could be, you know, a new precedent. Can we expect this to cause more dynamic breakups on the whole? And what are some things that villages can do to mitigate against potential flooding, not only now, but perhaps a common occurrence?
Well, again, going back to the training, I think that is a good place to start, but also to make sure that we're doing what we can on Riverwatch. That's about to start here, and we've already started some of the initial actions as far as getting out and making those very important communications. But there was a great suggestion that was brought up at the town hall. Why not have an emergency manager in Bethel? And my staff has been working it since we had the town hall. It's really at the top of my list for the Bethel region to have somebody there in Bethel who can be on the ground and start coordinating with these communities. It would be easier for that person to get out and talk to the communities direct, and it would also be easier for them to get to know this person because that person will be stationed in Bethel. And I've already got an office set aside at the Armory that will also increase the coordination between the National Guard and emergency management. That will increase the communication between YKHC and all the other agencies, ABCP, for example. That's when I need somebody on the ground to address that concern that you brought up and to be even more proactive in that communication and response.
Great. And is that something that exists in boroughs and doesn't exist in census areas, or is that just something on a whole that there tend to not be regionally focused emergency managers?
It depends on the size of the village or the town. So, for example, the bigger the town, they do tend to have more people that are trained in emergency management, and it just makes sense. It's a bigger community, more people. But what I'd like to do is just, as I mentioned, every single community, no matter what the size, if folks are so willing, we would absolutely love to come out, do training regionally. I can send people from emergency management out to the village to do the training. The way I envision it is every single place within Alaska has someone on the ground who can say, this is what's happened, this is what I need, and then I do think it makes sense to go more regionally with the emergency managers as best we can, but the top priority as far as getting people to the regions, number one for me is Bethel.
I read that when you were appointed commissioner, you identified three top priorities for the DMVA and the Alaska National Guard.
Well, thank you so much
and
for coming on the
show. Rural
this
and domestic operations.
Yes, thank you. Really appreciate your time.
Those. If you could also just first of all tell me what the other two are, because I didn't see that in the sheet. And then what these rural and domestic operations mean to you and why you chose this as a top priority.
Sure. And this delves into a little bit what the National Guard is too. That's about 95% of our department is military, so there's really a joining at the hip. But there has to be a focus on the mission, but here's where I take a divide from the active duty. There has to be a focus on the federal mission, and there has to be equally a focus on the state mission. And we call that domestic operations, but what that really means is anything for a natural disaster. The second priority is always going to be really the number one priority as well. That's to focus on the people. That's the people of the department, but also the people that we serve. And that includes everyone in the YK region, everybody within the state. My view of the state is we are much too focused on the road system, too focused within the military, but too focused within the department because we have to be able to serve the entire state. So my goal is to absolutely push out into the areas that we need to be and previously were. The easy way to go for the military is to focus on the bigger armories, what I call the hub or regional armories. Bethel is one of them. I do want to put, for example, National Guard back in not just Bethel, but the entire region more. Again, I think that will help with emergency response. And lastly is really just to focus on what I call rural operations. Now, what that means is to get out to the places, as I said, that we previously were but need to be. So on a military construct, that means I want the Air Force, the pilots in particular, to be very familiar with the airfields and to go out there and be able to drop and pick up supplies and people as needed for those rural operations. And also, if we can have Army personnel already stationed out there to work hand-in-hand with emergency managers, I think that'll work even better. I want to be able to recruit, for example, from all parts of the state, and I want a National Guard that reflects the entire state.
Thank you. You said in your visit to Tuluksac, and you also mentioned it at the top of this interview, that you believe the YK Delta is one of the most strategic areas. What exactly do you mean by that? Why is that? Is that in terms of national security? Is that in terms of climate change and keeping our region safe? Delve into that a little bit.
Sure. I would say on both levels. It is very strategic on, let's say, the federal side of it, just based on the potential proximity to adversaries. So Russia, China, North Korea, it's very close. And the active duty military is looking at potentially going back to these places as well. My reasoning is we are the permanent party within the National Guard. It just makes sense on a national strategic scale to put our soldiers and airmen back in these places. The flip side of the coin is on the state side for a natural disaster, if we have these troops there, they are more ready and able to respond in a timely manner to those that we serve. We serve the state. I take that very seriously, that protection and defense of the nation, but more specifically for the state of Alaska, that is our mission, and that's all of Alaska. So just a plug for recruiting, we have openings. I'd like to get people out in those areas. And as I mentioned with the emergency manager, looking to put another position, the first position to my knowledge, in the Bethel area so we can better serve the community. To answer more specifically your question about the YK and what could happen for natural disasters, it was brought up by somebody in the town hall that, and no surprise, this area is prone to natural disasters. It makes sense, in my opinion, to have more people in the area to better serve my state, our state, and certainly the region.
Well, thank you so much, Major General Sachs. Is there anything else that you'd like to add that you feel like we should get into a little bit more?
Well, just another thanks. As far as Bethel, we were able to give out a few other community service medals to Alvin Jimmy Sr. and also Bob White. Thank you, gentlemen, very much for what you have done and just being part of that Team Alaska.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning.
Yes, thank you. Really appreciate your time.
That was Major Torrence Sachs, head of the Alaska National Guard, speaking with KYUK's Olivia Eberts. This is Coffee at KYUK. Be sure to brew up a cup on Monday when special guest from Mnemonic will be joining us for Coffee at KYUK to talk about the water treatment plant project there. And today's Friday, so whether you're catching it on the live or whether you're catching it on the replay, stay tuned for Talk Line coming up later. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. One thing left to say to listeners, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.